Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi, I'm Brianna Seely, producer for Offscript Health. Welcome to Vax On. Before we get started today, I'd like to tell our listeners about another show in the Offscript Health podcast network, Beyond the Paper Gown. Beyond the Paper Gown is candid, credible, and curated. Listen in to learn how host Dr. Mitzi Crockover can inspire, empower, and inform women with the latest information about their health and healthcare choices. Check out the latest episode, an innovator spotlight on Rosie, the sexual health app, featuring Dr. Lindsay Harper, OBGYN, founder and CEO of Rosie, an award-winning women's health technology company, or the Sexual Health Matters episode where Dr. Mitzi Crockover and Dr. Lindsay Harper talk about common complaints and treatment options for those with sexual health concerns. For more information, visit offscript.com/shows. The link will be in our show notes. Enjoy the show.
You're not Allura.
I'm certainly not.
You're Stephanie.
Ta-da!
We've secretly replaced Allura.
It's magic.
With Stephanie Santoriello.
That's right.
Welcome back.
It's really good to be here.
It's summer Stephanie.
Oh, it is?
You look fancy and fantastic. All summer dressed up.
I was trying to be cool breeze.
Yes.
It is hot as balls outside.
It's just, today is like Georgia hot. Yeah. Disgusting.
It's Africa hot.
What's that? That's from Biloxi Blues.
Yeah.
Africa hot. Matthew Broderick, Africa hot. That's so true.
It's insane. It's very close.
You could feel. I was in South Carolina on vacation 2 weeks ago, and it felt like this.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump. You know, Alabama hot.
Yeah. Greenbow, Alabama.
Greenbow, Alabama.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, exactly.
I know. And it's so hot that my refrigerator died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a climate change, not a COVID thing.
You know, this new variant, the sweating is a side effect. Have you heard about that?
We're going to get to that.
All right. But I think
there's a perspiratory aspect to the second half of the show.
And my refrigerator was feeling it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Actually, one of my air conditioners, I don't know who built our condo, but we have like the wall sleeve.
Okay.
They go through the wall, and they only make like one model
like,
of it.
Like Mr. Slim or something?
It's just, there's like a hole in the wall.
Right, doesn't need a window.
Air conditioner, it doesn't fit in the window.
Right.
The windows didn't even go down. You put it through the wall.
Yeah.
And there's like only one company that makes the one that fits in our sleeve.
Uh-huh.
But like it's 10 years old and the filter's gone. And like, do we need better circulation in our house when we get the perspiratory
BBA?
Yeah. Look, appliance issues.
Right.
Appliance issues.
Well, listen, they're tired.
Yeah.
They're working hard.
So my COVID related story is that we did an audit of one of the drawers in our kitchen and found, I mentioned this on the show, 75 home kits.
Oh my gosh.
Because they kept giving them to the kids at school.
Oh,
and they just
really?
Kept dumping them home. We only use them when we have symptoms.
Right.
But it just kept piling up like this Scrooge McDuck bank vault that you could swim in instead of money. It's home tests. So they didn't expire yet.
Oh, you're kidding. I was going to say. Okay.
We literally checked 75 of these. And there's like four different versions of them. None of them work, of course, because the variants we'll talk about, the tests don't even find them anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, you need to have like COVID Classic or COVID Original Omicron.
COVID Hardcore, maybe.
Not COVID BB-8 or whatever.
B1,
B2, B3, B4, whatever it is.
We're on BA5.
BA5.
We are.
Okay, like B.A. Baracus from the A-Team?
Yeah. Yes.
We have COVID Mr. T.
I like COVID Club of Lang better, but...
COVID Rocky 2.
Mm-hmm.
No, Rocky 3.
Rocky 3.
Rocky 3. I have failed my Gen X moment for the day.
Wait a second.
Rocky 3. Rocky 2 is where he beat Apollo. And Rocky 3 is where he got lazy and got beat by Club of Lang.
Okay.
But then Apollo trains him
right
in that weird homoerotic beach run
I
scene.
I love that.
And then he kicks Mr. T's ass.
And their necks go like,
yeah,
I'm doing this. I'm doing it.
We're going to deviate. Fun fact, Apollo Creed was way faster than Stallone.
Okay.
So they actually filmed him running slower and sped up the film to meet
where you're it kidding.
Looked like. Yeah, it's real.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you can't. Carl Weathers, come on.
I know. And he's so handsome.
He was peak Carl Weathers.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Ding, ding. Well, how did we even get there?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
We've lost.
B.A. Baracus.
Every Gen Xer still listening. Everyone else is like, what the fuck are they talking about?
These people have lost me.
So we went from appliances.
Okay, so you have a lot of COVID tests in your drawers.
So, wait a minute.
Hello.
Hello there. I'll buy that for a dollar. So we wound up bringing them to my wife's school.
Oh, that's nice.
So at least they'll be used as needed instead of piling up like Lego bricks.
I had no idea that your kids would get them at school.
Yeah, because I have twins. They're both coming home with like four a week.
Wow.
For weeks at a time.
I didn't realize that.
And we know we're not daily testing. We test if they have a cough or a fever.
Of course.
And they're always negative. But. Well, that piled up.
Yeah. Well, you could really just make a lot of money and bring them to Cabo, Mexico, because that's where I just was.
Right. Because you could sell them to the
$35, not pesos, dollars a test.
Right. Laura mentioned this. They make you buy them now. They don't cover it for you to get back to the States. Is that what it is?
No. You don't need that anymore to travel.
Okay.
It is. So what happened is when we were in Mexico, where we were, it was a whole family reunion. And my cousin wound up getting COVID while we were there. And then his wife and so on and so on, so forth. Now my parents, who are in their 70s, have COVID. And thankfully, you know, they've had two vaccines, two boosters, or whatever.
Hopefully it'll be less horrible.
Yeah, definitely less horrible. But, you know, we wanted to test while we were there. I brought a 2-pack. That's it. Just, you know, I'll just throw it in my bag.
Right.
But we went through those while, you know, everybody was testing to make sure they were okay. And so to go and buy them, they were like, oh, $35.
Oh, my God. I could make a killing down
You would
there.
Be really, really, yeah.
$18. $18. Get your $18 COVID tests right here.
That would be, yeah. I mean, they'd be, you'd really do well there. Or you could just charge $35 like everybody else and really do well.
Well, I could do $35 and only get it over like Venmo, so there's no tax.
Yeah, that would be.
No customs either.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah, not. I mean, Venmo, not a sponsor, but come on, Venmo for the win.
Yeah, exactly.
So now we have an empty drawer that we have to put things in.
Oh, all right.
Because God forbid you have an empty drawer in your kitchen.
No,
you've got to get more shit to put in there.
Yeah, paper clips.
We'll find paper clips or some pan that's under the oven somewhere.
Or maybe a rubber band ball. I like those.
We need to make those.
Yeah.
That's therapy.
Very colorful.
We need more therapy these days.
We do.
Rubber band balls. Oh, my God. Well, we are Ilurilus.
Yes, we are.
We wish her well.
Yes, we do.
Why is she here? Is Booty Giuliani back on her poor feet? Oh, she's always injured.
Booty Giuliani.
That's what she calls her boot. Booty Giuliani.
I did not know that, but that's really good. Does it sweat?
I can only imagine that it drips some bloody dye down its ears at some point.
Does it drip brown
that
dye?
Poor guy. Oh, that poor guy. Hey, so our first subject, we talked about this, I think, 2 weeks ago on the show, which is that some of the perceived hesitancies over the mRNA vaccines which has been debunked now, was that they've rushed the science and they were too soon to come to market. Mm-hmm. And they were filled with Bill Gates's DNA to track your moves and study your satellite feeds and infiltrate your home security and steal your credit cards and, you know. mRNA has been around for more than a decade.
Right.
The very fact that they were able to get the drugs to market in less than 18 months is resultant of the success of the technology.
Right.
And what, 4 billion people have gotten an mRNA effect and the planet's still here.
Right.
Yes, late effects and we don't know, but by and large, it's been
working.
Proven that mRNA. So Novavax, late to the game, but kind of intentional, put together a traditional vaccine that is not mRNA based, but is very similar to the flu vaccine.
Okay.
Where it just basically tricks your body into thinking it has something and you make your own antibodies instead of getting your DNA to fight back.
Right.
So they're coming to market. They've been approved. 3.2 million doses have been ordered by the US.
Right.
Again, Novavax syllables. Who names these companies? But I think the working theory is that the hope is that anyone left in this country who has been hesitant to get any kind of vaccination because Bill Gates chips will be less skeptical
right.
to get this type of traditional. And I think I was reading here, it may be connected to the annual flu vaccines where people are kind of used to just going to get their flu vaccines.
Right.
But that's like December,
right? Right,
months away. But again, the shot's going to be free mm-hmm. in the U.S. The FDA is going to approve it very soon for the emergency use authorization.
Right.
And the CDC is going to give it its go-ahead.
Okay, stamp of approval.
My gut is telling me that if you're skeptical of mRNA, you're skeptical of the CDC.
Right.
So the CDC, maybe you want to like downplay your yeah. approval of this a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that reverse psychology. I think exactly. that's a good idea.
So I'm reading here for the press release. Again, adults who are not yet vaccinated, particularly those who do not want to receive a vaccine like the mRNA vaccine, which are based on mRNA, will be more receptive to vaccinations from a traditional medical vantage.
Right. I mean, but
fingers crossed.
I don't know. I mean, I just
it's like an over under.
Yeah, I just don't think that if you were hesitant before, you're probably hesitant now, or you're not believing.
And that's going to change it.
I don't
you're
think
stuck.
So. It's like a great use of. I don't know.
I'm curious to see if people who've already gotten the mRNA vaccines and their boosters mm-hmm. would want to shift to a regular vaccination. So
moving
maybe they
forward.
Have different side effects.
Okay.
Because I got my boosters and I was out for a week.
No way.
I mean,
really?
I went into like immune overdrive.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
I got mine, the Band-Aid was the reminder. Like in the shower, I was like, oh, that's right. I got a. I had no.
I'm making
reaction.
Up data on the spot here again,
okay,
but I believe that the more severe your reaction, the more antibodies you're producing.
Okay.
Or the more antibodies you may have already had.
Mm-hmm.
And it overreacts to make you sicker.
Ugh.
Again, I'm not a doctor. I made that up. Just my thoughts.
But then you're more powerful against it.
Oh, I could pick up magnets and fly and teleport all the things, go invisible. And
if you pick up magnets though and fly, you'll become so heavy and laden down with those magnets.
No, when I'm super magnet, it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Because it's anti-gravity super magnet. Dear Stan Lee, rip Stan Lee. We need a new superhero. COVID man. That's terrible.
He's got super magnetic traits. Well, so anyway, I don't know. I mean, hopefully it'll make more people interested and less afraid of the mRNA vaccine, but I don't know.
We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, moving from fuckery to fuckery.
Okay.
Maybe like less fuckery to odd
fuckery.
Colorado fuckery. We tear apart like Texas and Florida every week on the show.
Oh, sure. Why
not? Because they're Texas and Florida.
And it's fun.
But rarely has Colorado
easy
come into
targets.
The news. But this isn't, I mean, it's a great idea. It's worth discussing.
All right. Let me hear it.
So they're trying to use COVID wastewater surveillance in schools and hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? I'm just going to read this because I don't understand it.
It sounds shitty to me.
So they're going to try to see if they can produce information about COVID-19 that the participants can use to do what? So I can't understand. We need a lure. I'm going to do my best to play the role of a lure.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly.
So the state has been looking for the virus's genetic material
mm-hmm.
in municipal wastewater.
It sounds so.
So if you have COVID and I guess you pee or take a shit, like
yeah.
you're going to have COVID in your shit and it's going to be the wastewater.
Or Bill Gates could be in your shit.
The Bill Gates chips are in the wastewater.
What was that character? Was it from South Park?
Mr. Hankey. Guess from South Colorado. Mr. Hankey. All right,
okay.
Mr. Hankey's COVID variant is in the wastewater. Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo. He loves me and I love you. I think I got that right. We've lost every other listener except the South Park fans.
If you like a cartoon shit, this is for you.
That's it, Mr. Hankey. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So as of now, 53 utilities serving about half the state's population were drawing samples from their wastewater twice a week to try to find, I guess, bacterial COVID remnants?
I mean, what is this going? How is this going to help anyone after the fact?
Oh, it says here that people who shed the virus through their stool. That's so appetizing. Waiter, what wine pairs with virus in my stool?
Even if you take stool out of the equation and you're just shedding in general.
Yeah. I think they're using this for like contact tracing or mm-hmm. tracking in some, looking for heat maps, pun intended, because it's poop. Although if it's in wastewater, it's up a cold poop.
Oh, my
gosh. Mr. Henke's really cold right now. But some cities have started testing for monkeypox, which is also something that you can find in the wastewater by doing this as a side benefit of checking your shit for COVID.
Okay, but it's past the point, right? I mean, what are you possibly going to do with that information? That to me sounds like the epidemiologist who leads the wastewater project was maybe looking for something else to do.
Well, your sentiments are echoed here in the report, which is the big question is when testing for COVID in wastewater or other pathogens, I guess, like monkeypox, or maybe, I don't know, hepatitis or mm-hmm. what else can be found in stool, right?
Yeah.
Whether or not people corn. Can do anything. Yeah, corn in the stool. I mean, Pop Secret ain't got nothing on what's in that wastewater right now. Oh, Pop Secret, not a sponsor. So it's what can people actually do with this information that might mean something that will help actual people besides studying the trends
right.
and where it's going. So, again, like the schools and hospitals, clearly they want to identify the hotspots and maybe this can prevent infections at the pre-shitting your pants yeah. stage where mm-hmm. it's not yet in the wastewater.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, I guess it's gross. It seems a little innovative.
I mean, maybe.
Why not?
Sure. It's probably better to test before you're shitting.
I mean, I can imagine like the Cottonelle, you know, the wet wipes, the Cottonelle uh-huh. wipes, they're going to be flushing down.
Oh.
I don't know, like Cottonelle, not a sponsor. I just like saying that on the show whenever we mention a brand. But like, yeah. All right. So here we are.
Yes.
It's 2022. Colorado uh-huh. is checking its wastewater
yes.
for COVID remnants and finding monkeypox remnants and using that as a way to track and trace
right.
heat maps.
Hmm. You know.
I'm hungry. You hungry?
No.
I have an appetite now. Let's get a bite.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like a really shitty job.
I see what you did there.
I'm silly.
And now we're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Oh my God. Really, it's so gross.
Bree's going to keep that in there. Just so fucking gross.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back with a section I'm just calling Please Don't Fearmonger, but let's fearmonger anyway.
All right, let's hear it.
We mentioned that at the top of the show, we're just waiting for the zombie variant
okay.
to kill us all.
We are?
Like Terminator style at all this right. point now. But for now, the sub variants continue to be the topic du jour.
Right.
There was B1A, B12, B13. Now there's B14, B15. And in Europe, I think there's a B16.
A BA.
BA?
BA. There's
well, BA Baracus. Right. Right, BA, right. Not B1. BA. BA1, BA2, BA3. So instead of going from Greek letters, we're right. now just back to numbers.
Which is so weird because it starts with all of these come under the Omicron umbrella.
Theta, right? Eta, Zeta, Kappa, Beta. Yeah.
Lambda, Mu, Nu, Xi, Omicron. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know why.
You just pulled a Greek alphabet
win?
I
did.
Nice. Mine was not in order. Yours was, though.
I was a little. But I couldn't do it again. Don't ask me.
Okay. I swear I will not demand that of you again.
So anyway, but I just don't understand like why. If we were doing alpha, beta, and delta, right? And then Omicron, why are we now in the BAs?
I think because they're subvariants.
Right.
Kind of like when the theater ends at Z, you start at double A.
Yes.
You don't go to know. I don't know.
Right, the orchestra seats.
Yeah, they're clearly taking cues from Sondheim.
As everyone should.
And the way the theaters are structured.
Right.
But again, this goes back to something we've already talked about on the show a million times. Yes, we are anti-death. We want people to avoid the hospitals and
right.
avoid transmitting. And, you know, as a healthcare company and as a cancer patient
right.
with vulnerable friends, we want to avoid infecting people that are immunocompromised.
Exactly.
Let's try not to kill our friends.
Right.
That are not as healthy as us by default.
Mm-hmm.
And the old people.
Yeah, we like
Let's
them
try
too.
To keep them around.
Yep, right.
Right. We can learn a lot from them.
Exactly.
Yeah, talk to an old person. You learn a lot. Like my dad.
Yeah. Oh, the mayor.
The mayor. But yeah, these variants are now the dominant variant mm-hmm. in the country. I think in Europe as well, the B1. BA 4 and 5.
Exactly.
Where they're like hyper contagious. The virus is struggling to survive.
Right. And
so it does whatever it can. And it's crazy what the hell are viruses in biology, evolution, fashion.
It's amazing.
No one knows what the fuck a virus is anyway.
Right.
It's like this. Are you alive? No, but you're acting like you're alive.
Right.
Like, help me.
And
save
you're morphing.
Me. Yeah.
It's like a mighty morphing.
It adapts. Yeah. In real time.
It's like a transformer.
It really is.
Right.
Except transformers only have two modes. This is like a quintupiformer.
Mm.
New wow. toy. Dear Hasbro. Quintupiformer. Get on that. But yeah, so the question is, you know, they can cite all the cases.
Right.
And there's so many more unreported cases because a lot of people are asymptomatic. They just have it.
Or they're symptomatic and who are they going to tell?
Right.
Or like... Who nobody cares. Nobody is collecting that information anymore.
Right. And I was also reading, you know, source to be cited at some point in time, something along the lines of people who are mostly still working from home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to report it because they're going to work from home anyway.
Right.
What's the point?
Well, it's, you know, I just was traveling and there is a part of the app where it's asking for contact tracing information.
Right.
But there's literally no contact tracing. My family members were getting COVID in Mexico. Nobody's asking.
Right. Some of right. the data I would like to look at for next week mm-hmm. is, are the hospitalizations people that have been vaccinated? Because it used to just be nearly all the hospitalizations were the unvaccinated during
right.
like Omicron Classic.
Right.
Now we're in Omicron, you know, stage 47 at
right.
this point now. When the boosters, you know, like your parents or your grandparents.
No, yeah, my parents.
Your parents. It's a lot, hopefully a lot less worse than it could have been because you already have some of that stuff in your body already.
Right.
But to the point where we're reading the BA4 or 5s are kind of like, ha-ha, nothing you can do for me.
Right.
You know, are people going to go to the hospital who have already been boosted and vaccinated
yeah.
just because it's what it is? And we don't have any data yet on, are those people that are immunocompromised? Are there older people? Are there people who've had it twice? Because you can get this like every other week. You can
right.
get it. Like
yeah.
I have a friend who had it, was fine, got it again.
How far in between?
2 weeks.
No way.
It relapsed.
Ugh, that sucks.
So are we just living in a society where we have to deal with this? I think so.
Yeah, I think
and
it's just
part of... And what are the precautions
of, yeah.
we can do if you want to take precautions? What mm-hmm. are the things we can do? Like anything else, how do you mitigate risk?
Yeah.
If you are interested in that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like don't run around in raw sewage and get cancer. Like
right.
that's a nice mitigation to not do.
Right. Don't test the wastewater.
This is not apples to apples,
mm-hmm.
but how do you feel about the idea that we're kind of where we were in 2020 before the vaccines?
Okay.
Where there are vaccines, there is treatment for it. There's ways to kind of not die a lot more in the hospitals because of better antiviral medications
right.
that we've talked about here on the show. But it's kind of a little Wild West-ish again.
Hmm.
The mask mandates are all gone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
People are back in the subways, back in action. Manhattan looks like nothing ever happened.
Right.
You know, what do we want to perceive as society's interpretation of this situation?
Mm-hmm. It's
answer my question.
I don't have an answer. I mean, it's like great and then not, because, you know, if you're in the theater, no masks are required anymore either. So now you're back to like sitting right on top of people and
coughing and sneezing with cooties, hopefully.
Yeah, exactly.
And not COVID.
I mean, you're still, you know, you're going to catch it. So the good news is that you're less likely to die from it. But also, I don't know, it's like there's no tracking of information.
Right.
And that's unsettling, I guess. But also, you know, if you were to get the flu, you're not telling the government. Right. So it's kind of like that. That's where we're at right now. I feel like there's no real way of tracking information unless it's bad enough that you're going to a hospital.
Right. And only the bad news is going to make the news anyway.
Right.
Like 33 million people didn't get COVID today. Like, that's not going to happen. You're not going to hear that. NPR reports no one's gotten COVID today. Like, that's not happening.
It's right.
Like 40 people died today from COVID.
It's always got. Right. Yeah. Well, bad news sells.
Bad news does sell. Click on that ad, people. Confirmation bias. That's the way it works. So, yeah, I'd like to just kind of reconcile in my head maybe that this is 2020 in concept, but we have so much more knowledge, data, and science around what it means to have risk for it.
Are you saying 2020 in...
like, in the sense that, you know, we didn't know what it was. There were no vaccines for it.
So
we were
like
hoping.
Spring of 2020?
Yeah.
It seemed, I don't know, that in my mind, that was like so scary.
That was the 1918s.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'm making a terrible point here. But just looking at what 20, you know, there was so much uncertainty.
Right.
We didn't know if it would kill you. We didn't know, would there be medicine for it?
Mm-hmm.
And today we now know so much about it well in advance. I mean, these variants get sequenced in a matter of hours to report back on its potential here.
Yeah.
These new drugs coming out, these new medications, these new in-hospital antiviral medications.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ventilator conversations, everyone's on a ventilator. That's so much more minimalized, thankfully, today. But it's a different kind of uncertainty because we're just accepting that this is part of the world now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to shut everything down again.
Right.
And we're not going to wear masks if we don't have to. Or
right.
Some people still do, which is fine.
Yes.
That's your absolute right and choice to do that.
Right.
The city's still half masked because I think this is just a city that's very protective and very willing to not kill other people.
Right. Yeah.
What a great idea.
Yeah. Not sharing.
Exactly.
Not sharing is caring. Oh, my gosh.
Right. Well, wrapping up the show, our third segment.
Yes.
This is really important.
It definitely is.
I hope they're all important. But this is like something you'd point your finger at, not like some random what's going on over here in Arkansas.
This is also, this is something that you're like, well, that kind of makes sense and it's not good.
Pandemic still taking a toll on students' socio-emotional development. Clearly, again, I said that like, well, clearly, I'll say it again. Clearly, my lateral lisp is fading. The absolute destruction of our mental well-being, especially in kids in the last, is unparalleled. Every week there's new data on depression, anxiety, suicide, rebound, social interaction, social engagement, delayed development, behavioral disadvantages. And of course, this is disproportionately affecting people of color, disenfranchised populations.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, this is like a Captain Obvious story.
It certainly is.
Schools still feeling the impact of the pandemic.
Right.
Right, exactly.
I mean, even though it's the summer, this is when the news is coming out, but it's really no surprise.
Good timing here.
It's no surprise. More than 800 public schools participated in a survey, and 83% of schools agreed that students' behavioral development has been stunted. So there's just so much. It's so sad, but also, you know, it's not a surprise.
I mean, I don't know if it's fair to say the burden falls on the parents because we've been just as fucked up as everyone else from a different perspective.
Just adapting.
You know, another stat here I'm reading, 72% of these schools say they saw a rise in chronic absenteeism.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be called playing hooky.
Right.
But this is like professional hooky.
Yes.
Not good.
Right. Well, and, you know, also there's a rise in absenteeism for teachers as well. So there's a lack of...
Well, you're one of them.
Well, not any, I mean, I haven't taught in like 17 years, but there is a need for substitute teachers. The rise of absenteeism for there's of course for students, and then teachers are absent either if they're ill or if their children are ill, and then they have to stay home for a certain amount of days. But I think a lot has to do with just, I mean, first of all, think about the social cues that you miss when you're wearing a mask.
Right.
Like, I mean, I didn't realize before COVID how much I rely on like really looking at a person's face for or hearing.
Yeah.
And so if you're not picking up on those, just everything from a person's whole face.
Yeah, you need the whole face.
You need a whole face to get, you know, so, I mean, that's a big part of it. And some of these kids hardly remember life before in school.
But I'm seeing this in my kids' school, too, that a lot of the fourth graders who just went to sixth grade,
because
like they missed everything, are still behaving rightfully so as fourth graders.
Right.
That developmental delay is very tangible, very palpable.
Yes.
And just beyond self-evident. I mean, you mentioned teachers. That kind of dovetails to the segment before, which is, you know, reporting COVID if you're working from home. That's not teachers.
Right.
Teachers are going to the schools.
Of course.
And if they get sick, they have to quarantine.
Right.
And the absenteeism is not intentional.
No, right. It's not fun.
And then the subs get COVID and you're just like bereft of this massive teacher shortage because COVID is now part of society.
Right. Right. I mean, it says here, too, that the schools have reported an increase of classroom disruptions, 56% rise in that. Not a surprise. Right. 48% rise in acts of disrespect toward teachers and staff.
And that's probably just like behavioral transference because of mental health and angst and, you know.
Absolutely.
Just,
and like you're saying, if they're still like sort of developmentally fourth graders, right, they're just going to have their behavior is going to be more like immature.
Right. And it's displaying itself differently in high schools because there's way more heightened sense of already existing crap that drives you crazy anyway.
Right. Well, and they also say here prohibited use of electronic devices, 42% rise in that. That's not a surprise either because now, I mean, we were relying on all of our devices before. Then
even more so.
Now it's insane. You know, we can't live without it.
I did a show before we taped today about social media as dopamine.
Okay.
And that the pandemic kind of reinforced the dopamine because we had nothing else to do but be on our devices, especially students.
Sure.
Who didn't go anywhere but were staring at a screen 8 hours a day forever.
Right.
And now we're just expecting them to not be as hooked on the opioid of devices.
Right.
That, no, you can't just rip that away from people.
No, that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's totally messing up everything at this point now. And we won't know for decades the long-term. I mean, there's always therapy is a nice Jewish thing to say, but it's not a solution to all these problems. It's tragic.
There's always matzo ball soup.
Right. How are your kids going to college now, right?
No. So I have my older daughter is a rising junior.
Okay.
And then I have a rising eighth grader. It's been interesting because, you know, my daughter started high school during virtual school.
Okay.
So, you know, and people would be like, oh, how does she like it? I'm like, would you recommend this school? I'm like, she has
the living room is fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Come see the living room.
She hasn't been there.
Yeah.
So this was really her first experience with high school.
So and she went from like eighth grade to sophomore year.
Sort of. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's been worlds better for her.
Right.
She needs to learn with a teacher in front of her. She's going to be distracted if she's learning from a screen.
Right.
I could never learn that way either. I'm, you know, as you could see here, I'm a big pen and paper person.
Yeah.
So
you're a Gen Xer.
I don't know. I'm like a baby boomer.
I use pen and pencil. If I had a typewriter, I'd use it.
All right.
Remember typewriters?
Sort of. Yeah. My younger daughter actually wanted a typewriter as a present. But she's been like Googling. They're really expensive. Some of the cool old ones. I don't know what I would do with it, but
they make like Bluetooth typewriters now where you can type on it, but it translates everything you type to like a Word document.
All right.
So at least you don't have to like use whiteout
or
delete.
Or that paper that you would stick.
Yes, the paper strips.
Oh yeah. That would make you would do your corrections that way.
I know.
Oh, wow.
It's a nice, like, managed expectation of, like, I wrote this whole novel and I spelled everything wrong. Like, you can't do that. I mean, in my case is unique. I have twins. I have friends with twins, like our friend Laura has twins.
Right.
And again, there's no data on this, but the fact that they had each other kind of netted out on their maturity factors, and they did go from fourth to sixth, but I don't feel like they have any sort of, I don't know, what do we call it? Like behavioral deficits or learning challenges because they skipped a year because they had each other to support each other and to teach each other things. I'll end the show by giving you a quick anecdote. So my daughter's reaction to all the Zoom meetings in fifth grade is kind of parallel to her behavior in fourth grade. She likes to associate with very specific kids like we did, like where you find your people that you're friends
of course.
With. And on the Zoom meetings, there's like 38 kids on the Zoom. She would put like post-it notes over the faces of the kids she didn't like.
That's crazy.
So she could look at their faces for 8 hours a day.
My daughter would show me, oh, look, this kid sleeps every time.
Yes. I know. And like secret chats to the teacher in Zoom. Eric's asleep.
Oh, my God. That would be really hard. Just the whole thing is I feel bad for all those kids. And, you know, come to see what is in the future for them.
This is a slightly less catastrophic episode of Axon. I'm kind of happy about that.
All right. Well, that's good.
I mean, we were allurealists, and she likes to catastrophize because she's a lawyer and she's funnier than both of us combined.
She certainly is.
Yes.
She likes fuckery.
She loves fuckery.
She sniffs it out.
All right. So Novavax, non-mRNA, hopefully to the folks that are terrified of Bill Gates.
Okay. Yes. And those afraid of shitting out Bill Gates.
Yeah. And then Bill Gates in the poop water in Colorado.
Right.
to contact tracing through shit. Like, I guess like the Shawshank Redemption of COVID tracing because he slanks through that pipe full of shit for a mile.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah. We're all about Stephen King today, so. bonus segment on Omicron, BB-8 variants.
Right.
Fear-mongering and just living with it. Mental health and kids. Probably the most important topic we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And just to go back to my Jewish roots, there's always therapy.
Sure, and especially if you say it like that and you make your hand gesture.
There's always therapy.
What are you going to do?
What are they going to do? Exactly. Well, you're always an honorary Jew. Stephanie Santoriello, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much.
I won't say filling in for Allura because like, you are equally amazing as Allura.
Oh, wow. That's big shoes.
Well done. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
Thank you. You too.
All right, friends, thank you for listening. We'll see you back here next week on Vax On.
Bye-bye.
That's all for today, folks. If you like today's show, the conversation continues on Twitter at VaxOnPod. That's VaxOnPod. Be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your friends to listen. VaxOn is a product of Offscript Media. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Allura Nanos. Our senior producers are Brianna Seely and Andrew McDowell. It is mixed and edited by Brianna Seely. Our theme music is by Chair Model. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. Hit us up at contact@offscript.com to share comments, feedback, and make recommendations. For more information, visit offscript.com.